go back to when the Cleveland Browns first signed Odell Beckham Jr., made that trade with the New York Giants, and excitement was through the roof in Cleveland.
Adam,
here he is, Odell Beckham Jr. is a Brown.
The one move that we said would change this offseason, that would take the Browns from a contender to a potential division winner. Playoffs.
Playoffs, baby.
Playoffs.
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 They're the third favorite in the AFC.
Dude. OBJ, one of the top five receivers in this game, coming to the Cleveland Browns, who already had weapons around this offense. Ross, what could have gone wrong?
Well, and in fairness, you know, those hosts, they deserve to be excited. Odell Beckham Jr. is a tremendously talented player, an exciting player. What could go wrong is you could have a head coach that seems like a good-natured guy, but he's in over his head. You could have a quarterback who endures a sophomore slump and also continues to talk about things he just doesn't know what he's talking about. Thinks he's knowledgeable about things he's not. And you could have an oft-injured, oft-unhappy wide receiver become, wait for it, injured and unhappy.
Quintessential Cleveland story. You have to feel bad for him. It did feel like this organization was headed in the right direction, and now even when they do win, it still feels like a loss. But I think it's good news that Odell Beckham Jr. has told teams, players, coaches, whomever it is, to come get me. Look, he still has generational talent. It clearly doesn't work there. It clearly doesn't work with Baker Mayfield. They need to trade Odell Beckham Jr. I guarantee you Philadelphia and the Patriots, if they want Tom Brady to stay, will come knocking.